I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Burt Show.
We are reminding you once again to go to The Burt Show's Facebook page, because we have not one but two piggies that we are currently live streaming who are in studio with us right now for our pigskin cam for the big game this weekend.
I'm one of them.
We have Ham Solo and Chewy on our Facebook page, and they are very stinking cute. And Burt...
Yeah, Rachel, come up here for a second. So I was just rubbing the pig's belly because the pig seemed to really like it a lot.
They love to scratch. They love the belly scratches.
Love
much like a dog.
Right? So about 20 minutes ago, I started rubbing his belly. He turned over. Clearly he liked it. So I went back into the pen, did it again.
You were really getting in there.
Really getting in there. And Rachel just told me that she's like, I need to tell you something. Go ahead, Rachel. Tell them exactly what you told me.
What I said is right in the middle of his belly is where his boy parts are. So scratch up at his armpit and towards his head.
So I have been pleasuring the the pig without knowing it.
Well,
all right.
Wildlife Wonders, Paradise Valley Farm, North Georgia Wildlife and Safari Park. Thank you for your one and only visit to the studio, because I don't blame you if you never want to come back.
One and only? These pigs are going to be begging to come back now. That dude with the hands, when are we going to see him again?
So go to the Burt Show's Facebook page, and if you want to watch the video later, you could see Burt getting very intimate with one of the pigs.
Accidentally
intimate.
Please do not press charges. All right, we are about to start texting Nora's new dude. She just started seeing this guy in December. So they're in that intoxicating, exciting period of their relationship. This dude wants to go all out for Valentine's Day. It's their first time. He's into her. She's into him. She doesn't know what that special day is that he is planning. He just said, hey, I got us on Valentine's Day, and it's going to be special. She was all excited about it, especially because she's really into this guy, except her best friend just got broken up with by her boyfriend. And Nora feels like she should be there for her friend on Valentine's Day, who's going to be crushed. So she wants us to help her text her new dude and say, hey, I'm not really available on Valentine's Day. Is there something else we can do? Or we can present some other options.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sitting over here thinking about your friend, Nora, who is in the dumps, and that sucks. I get it. But she also knows you have a new boyfriend, and this is your first Valentine's Day. So it's kind of a little bit, is this an ask on her part, or is this something you're doing just out of the goodness of your heart to be there for? Or has she specifically requested you be there by her side for this day of love that is not love for her?
You know, she didn't come right. She didn't say, like, I want you to hang out with me on this day, but she did hint that, like, that's going to be a really hard day. She's probably not going to get out of bed. She's going to be crying the whole day. So, I don't know. Like, I'm really torn. I don't want her to have a day like that. That's horrible.
I think you're an awesome friend.
I really do.
Okay, but before we go into this texting tutor, his reaction is going to be the same as probably ours. Is there any option we can present him with?
The big thing is I don't want to ruin the surprise. Like, I know he's planning surprises, so I don't want him to have to say what it is. I also don't want him to be insulted or, like, be pushed away by, you know, me choosing her over him. So I just want to choose my words wisely. That's what I'm struggling with.
I think we'd be better off, instead of kind of prying to what he's doing, just putting it out there like, this is what my friend is going through and this is what I've been thinking about doing. What do you think? And then maybe his answer to that will tell us exactly how we should move forward.
That's good. So it's not like you've made the decision already. You're getting his take before you make a decision.
Right.
You're bringing him into the decision-making process. Yeah. That's really good.
Let's gauge some temperature here. This is 2 weeks in a row for you.
Dude.
Am I on fire?
Yes.
Dude. All right.
Right.
Hello. All right. Now we're going to up the ante. What does she
tell? Huh? That one is good.
Put your idea into words.
All right.
Hey, Schnookums.
Well, yeah, whatever you call him, whatever nickname you usually call him by, I would start there.
Yeah, I call him Boo.
Hey, oh. Boo. Aw, Boo. Hey, Boo.
I thought you said Bill.
No, not Bill.
hey, Boo. I know Valentine's Day is coming up and figured you might have had some plans. However, I just wanted to let you know that a friend of mine, and I don't know if he knows the situation or not, is really going through a devastating time. And
devastating breakup.
A devastating breakup. And I have been thinking about being there for her and wondered if that's something you would be okay with.
Okay.
You don't like it.
I feel like my heart's not in it because there are so many ways around this.
Yeah.
Like, if the friend is super devastating, be there for her during the day, bail at 6 o'clock. If he says that we got something going on at 7, you can do both.
I'm completely in the same boat. Like, I feel like we should be texting her friend and saying, hey, I don't know if she works from home, but maybe you guys work from home together and, you know, it'll make her feel better that she's not constantly thinking about it, scrolling through the Instagram posts.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we pivot here rather than we're not going to text the girlfriend, but why don't we say, can you give me a timetable of what we're doing on Valentine's Day so I can work around that and hang out with her a little bit?
Ooh.
I love that, because then you get the best of both worlds. You're there for your friend. You don't ruin your guy's plans that he's made. And, like, if you really wanted to go whole hog, you could kind of do what was suggested and just take the day off together from work and hang out.
I like it.
I think that's a great idea.
So we're really...
Instead of asking to rearrange, I could just say, could you give me an idea of your timeline? So
maybe
I can work around it.
What time do I need to be available for Valentine's night or whatever, Valentine's Day?
So I can be there for her and us.
Okay, I'm going to do a heart emoji and then I'm just going to send it.
Heart emoji couldn't hurt.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Put a little spice on it.
Now, Abby, you're getting that text from your man.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I think that's fine because it shows that he's being conscientious about our relationship and his friend's relationships. Like, I'm not anti supporting your friends, but I'm very much anti
doing it over me.
Right. And you could always dangle out there if he's really against it, the whole hers and his idea for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn it into a party.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing sexier than a heartbroken friend in the middle of a threesome.
She's crying her way through.
I got a text back.
Yeah.
Okay. He wrote me back. He said, it was an early afternoon to next morning type of plan.
Oh, ooh. Damn.
Yikes.
Just like a whole day and night.
Yeah. I think your friend is screwed because that's what you're going to be doing.
So I think you just... I mean, I would, if I were you and you really wanted to commit and you cared, I would see about taking the day off, getting brunch, going to see a movie, like hanging out with your friend during the day, getting her really drunk so she passes out, then you can leave and do your thing.
Yeah, I do think that even if it's a morning thing, like if he wants to link up at noon or whatever, and it's a whole day thing and a night thing, it sounds to me like he has put a lot of time and a lot of effort into this. Look, if your friend is going to be devastated, I understand that, but... You can touch base with her and do something with her in the morning or whatever, just so there's some comfort there, and then be with your dude.
And I think your friend will understand. If I'm a friend in that situation, I couldn't see myself wanting you to be there for me when you started a new relationship and had that mm-hmm. going for you. I think your friend would be completely understanding of that. She can get through a day.
I completely agree. I think it'd be totally selfish for your friend to poo-poo this whole day that he's planned, because it's a big deal. It's a lot of effort.
And remember, the friend hasn't said anything yet. This is just Nora's idea. I mean, she's being super accommodating, so...
All right, how about we respond, oh, comma, wow, exclamation point, you're the sweetest. I'll get with her and spend the morning with her.
And then clear my schedule the rest of the day.
Yeah, and then clear my schedule for you, if that's what you want to do, Nora.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, as long as, like, she can get off work, mm-hmm. maybe we can have a brunch together. I mean, I think, I'm still sad that she's going to have the whole evening just
yeah.
alone. I mean, I guess I can just text her and check in with her. But, I mean, if you guys all think that it's not necessary and I should just enjoy my night, then, I mean, I got to consider that, too.
I think you should text her while you guys are in the middle of making love. Just go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me for just 1 second. And then just start texting.
FaceTime her.
No, send her a voice memo.
Listen, I think you should definitely have fun with your man, because for two reasons, okay? First of all, I believe in supporting your friends, absolutely, and I think you're a great friend. I don't think that you have to do it to the detriment of yourself when it's a heartbreak situation. If we were talking a death in the family, different story. Now, also, you're setting the tone for your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is planning it sounds like an amazing surprise for you. And if you bail, mm-hmm. it's understandable. But at the same time, I would be hesitant mm-hmm. to do this again in case something happens. So I think...
Especially because it's the first one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you gotta enjoy this honeymoon phase, because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't last forever.
I think I'm just going to be mindful, too, if I do go, of not posting on social media, pictures of all this sweet stuff, because that's probably really going to be the opposite night of what she's having, and that's just going
to... I don't know. Kristen, speak to this, because you've talked about this when it comes to IVF before,
mm-hmm.
but I think it can apply here as well.
Absolutely, because two things can exist at the same time. You can have two emotions at the same time. So you can feel sad and sorry for yourself, and you can also be happy for your friends. So don't... I commend you. I think it's very sweet of you to be cognizant and aware of how it might affect her. And you don't have to post everything on Valentine's Day. Post it the day after. Go be in the moment. Enjoy hanging out with your man. And then put the hashtag about last night. And then post about all your, all your lovey-dovey stuff the day after if she's home alone. I think that's a mm-hmm. beautiful compromise.
One really useful piece of advice that I give myself is when I overthink stuff like that, because I would totally be in the same boat. I'm not going to post it so she doesn't see it and get upset. Would you want your friends to hold back from posting their lives? Or would that make you sad to realize that they're minimizing and shrinking their excitement on your behalf?
Mm.
And you can acknowledge, that is so great of my friend for wanting to do that, but I don't want them to have to do that because I'm sad. And however you feel, I think that's how you should treat your friends.
That's great
She
advice.
Can be happy for you and sad for herself at the exact same time.
So I think you just got to text them back. Are we all in agreement that, got it, I'll make alternative plans with her that won't interfere with us. I'm really excited about the night.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Hey, read it back in its entirety one last time.
Oh, wow, exclamation point. That's so sweet of you. Okay, so I will probably grab brunch with her in the morning and then clear my day to hang out with you. I'm so excited.
Perfect.
Aww.
Yeah? It's great.
I'm excited for you, too.
And I think you actually got points with this dude.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's good. I didn't want him to be mad or anything.
No, of course not.
No, this is great. I think you actually got points.
Yeah, and you have an epic Valentine's Day coming your way, girlfriend.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about that.
Until the next morning.
I mean, let's not gloat in front of your friend. We won't talk about it in front of her, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam. Well, that's good. I can kind of do both then.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel a lot better. Thanks, guys. I probably would have just canceled and missed out on this. Good night.
We got you. No, you're good. You're good.
And people are allowed to have their moods. Like, if your friend is upset, it's okay that she is upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's never okay for somebody to lash out at you and to take it out on you, but they're entitled to their moods, if that makes sense. I think those two are different things. So let her be sad. Mm-hmm. Let her be mad. No, it has nothing to do with you. It just has to do with her current situation. And be there as much as you can be as a friend Valentine's Day morning for her, okay?
For sure.
That's it. That sounds great. Oh, maybe I can send her flowers.
Ooh, flowers?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe just your therapist information.
All right. Have yourself a great...
He just texted me back.
Oh, he did? What'd he say?
Yeah, he said, if that's what you want to do, Or if you think it would help, what if I took you both out on Valentine's night and I move my original plans to a different day?
Marry that person. Marry him.
Damn. Wow.
Right, what do you do with that?
That is a very sweet offer. However, if I was her friend, I would not want to do that.
No,
I would
feel awkward.
I wouldn't want to be the third wheel in a new relationship. And I also wouldn't want to go out. Like Valentine's, like when you go out to dinner on Valentine's Day, one, the restaurants are packed and it's like love is on crack and it's shoved in your face. And I would just... I think that would be not good for her.
Agreed. I think you say back to him, that is so super sweet, but I'd rather just spend the day with you one-on-one.
Oh, that's a perfect response.
I think so. That feels right. Thanks for thinking of her, though, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a thoughtful guy.
Uh-huh.
That was nice.
Okay, so I wrote, that is so sweet of you, but I think I'd rather just let this night be about you and I. Thanks for thinking of her, though.
Perfect. You got it.
All right.
Now, if he pushes you on this whole, nah, I really think it should be all three of us, then he might be out of my original idea.
The man's a visionary.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to the Bert Weiss School of Romance.
There is one?
Well, I wouldn't call it a school. So maybe a detention center of romance. This is the one time I will ever say this, but that man deserves special favors.
Okay. Hey. Oh,
said, okay, let me know if I can
help
in any other way. So.
There you
oh my
go.
God, what a winner.
That's great. All right, Nora, good luck on Valentine's Day. Sounds like you got a great guy.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for your help.
All right, happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Bye.
This is The Bert Show.